Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. Chicago area advocates are outraged by a U.S. Supreme Court decision today that lifts a temporary nationwide pause on the Trump administration's attempt to end birthright citizenship. Earlier this year, three federal judges temporarily blocked Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship after 22 states, including Illinois, filed lawsuits. Today's decision could reshape the way citizenship by birth is granted. Tovia Siegel is with the Resurrection Project, an immigrant rights organization.
I can only imagine the fear people are now feeling when the administration is not only threatening the stability of immigrants' lives, but also destabilizing the rights of their children.
Trump's birthright order cannot take effect until 30 days after today's opinion. Democratic leaders in Illinois are also condemning today's Supreme Court decision. Senator Dick Durbin says today's ruling puts a guarantee enshrined in our Constitution in doubt, and that millions of children could lose their fundamental rights while their lawyers and the courts race to protect them. Meanwhile, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says birthright citizenship remains the law in Illinois. He says the issue is deeply personal for him as a birthright citizen and says he'll continue to fight Trump's executive order redefining birthright citizenship. Chicago Public Schools' new interim leader says the district has a $730 million shortfall for the upcoming school year. That's far more than was previously announced. The former CEO did not include in his deficit calculations of a $175 million pension payment that the city has demanded. At her first board meetings, interim CEO Macklin King signaled she's planning to pay it. She said her first task is to balance the budget
in a way that is transparent, equitable, and responsive to the needs of our schools and communities.
It's not clear what options King and board members have. Some board members thanked King for acknowledging the true deficit and also told her that they don't want massive cuts. Chicago police leaders say there'll be a heavy police presence at the city's Pride Parade this Sunday. Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers will be stationed all along the parade route on the north side and will remain in the Lakeview and Lincoln Park neighborhoods after the parade ends. Snelling says CPD made 52 arrests during last year's parade and is ready to do the same this year to maintain peace. You're listening to The Rundown. For nearly 50 years, Lynx Hall has been a cornerstone of Chicago's dance scene. After this weekend, it will close for good. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers spoke with three Chicago dancers about what comes next.
When Lynx Hall announced in April that it would close due to ongoing financial troubles, I immediately started to wonder, is this a sign there's a crisis brewing for small arts venues? And where will dance artists go now to show the kind of cutting-edge, unexpected work that Lynx has been known for? I set out on a journey to try to find the answer. First, I visited the movement artist Thule Berra at her home in Humboldt Park.
Hi. How's it going?
On this day, Berra is preparing to show her dance, Bengali May, or Bengali Girl, as part of Lynx's final commission festival. The residency program, which has been a bedrock of Lynx's mission, showcases new work from artists across disciplines. Berra's piece explores her family's South Asian heritage. She begins the performance by actually cooking on stage. As we talk, she cooks for me, too.
I would say if I could have a soundtrack in life, it would be cooking sounds.
We sit down to eat the masseur dal she has prepared. And Berra tells me what Lynx has meant to her.
Lynx was actually one of the first places that I saw what I know to be like experimental work. And I was blown away. And I don't think I've ever seen a show at Lynx that was like, oh, I've seen something like that before.
Where else in the city do you think like experimental dance can find a home?
I mean, there's the Lookout series that Steppenwolf does, but there is such a huge gap in terms of production support for individual artists. So, yeah, there's things there, but honestly, I don't know.
I finish up my doll and bid Berra farewell. My next stop is to meet the dance maker Dani Oblitas. She creates contemporary dance with real-world objects like giant ropes. I catch her at a rehearsal inside Link's Hall. She's doing a run-through of her work Unrooted, which she'll perform here before it closes. The work is at times tender and deeply moving, even in this rehearsal stage. Afterwards, I sit down with Oblitas. She tells me how it feels extremely sad to lose a venue that has supported independent artists with everything from performance space to admin, ticketing, and marketing.
I think I had a long moment with that sadness and then a moment to say like, oh, well, how can we as dance artists create like another ecosystem where we can all continue to thrive that is run by artists? And I think that question is still being answered.
Oblitas suggests that I call the dance maker Amanda Mare. She runs a space on the north side that Oblitas likes called Bim Bom Studios. It offers rehearsal space on a sliding scale for as low as $5 an hour. I catch up with Mare on Zoom. She tells me even people with rehearsal space still need a place to perform. So she's tied to Link's Hall too, and she'll perform there this weekend. For her, this moment doesn't feel like an ending.
Doors close and all of that like creative energy has to like go out elsewhere, and it will. Like Chicago is always doing that.
But for one final weekend, that creative, edgy, unexpected energy will still find its home at Link's Hall. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Taking a look at weather, partly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 85. Expect another hot and humid day on Sunday. You can find the latest news wherever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.